Okay, did you live on this farm all your life?
We got married in 35, and we stayed here 2.5 years, and then we moved away.
I see. So, but why did you come back then?
And then 6 years ago, we came back.
Okay, where did you live when you were a little girl, like when you were born up to the time you got married?
I was born and raised here.
Okay. Yeah. So you remember, like, all the different buildings and things that were torn down and that sort of...
Yes.
And do you remember...
There was one that was torn down.
Which is that?
Was that shed we had here in front.
That would be like... Okay, maybe we can look at the map and kind of get ideas. This would be south. So it would be in front of the house, the south of the house?
Yes, south of the house.
Okay. Would it be, like, was it right along the road here?
Yes.
You said it was a shed.
Yes.
What did you store in there?
And my grandma had a stone oven, and she used to bake her bread in there.
Oh, I see. So yeah. It was the stone oven attached to the shed?
Yes, it was in the shed,
oh,
inside the shed.
I see. So did she have to walk then from the summer kitchen to the oven?
Yes,
when she was baking?
Either from the house here when they were living in the house in winter.
Yeah.
And then in summer, we used to live in the summer kitchen.
Oh, I see.
And she used to have to bring her bread in that little shed.
Yeah. Do you remember helping her bake? And
oh, yes. I used to go and watch her.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I was little, just a little girl.
I see. How long, up to about what year was that oven actually used for baking?
Gee, I couldn't say when it was torn down.
Like, did you use it for baking up until the time you got electricity, or do you remember what the cutoff time was, or why you stopped using it?
Well, then they started using the regular kitchen stoves, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the year you got electricity in this farm?
My dad had these batteries in the basement here, and they used to run it by so many batteries, and they had their own power.
Oh, so you didn't have to have lines coming in?
No, up until they had the electricity.
I see. So
that was, I don't know, 50 years ago maybe.
Really? Like, did you have those batteries when you were 10 years old and 8 years old? That long?
Yes.
So, huh. What did you usually run with that sort of thing? What sort of machines did you run?
It was like a Brixton Stratton motor, you know, that would run the thing.
Right. And did you get electric lights from that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, you did.
Did a lot of the farms have that?
Not too many. Hmm. Not too many. We're the only ones that I know.
Oh, I wonder why. Was it expensive or was it something rare?
They just didn't... I don't know. My dad was very handy at that, see.
He put it together himself,
yeah,
huh?
Sure.
I see. What was your dad's full name?
Michael Turr.
Turr.
T-U-R-E-U-R.
Okay. I should write that down. Now, who was it who built this house right here? Does this have logs underneath it, first of all, I guess?
Yes. It's bricks now, but it was a log house, just like the barns.
I see. So who built the log part at first?
It's a parents, but his first name I don't know.
So it wasn't your direct family that built this house in the first place?
No.
I see. And they bought it from the parents?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I see. Did it have bricks in it already when they bought it?
No. No, it didn't.
Do you remember the year the bricks were put on?
In 17, maybe?
1917? Is there a date anywhere like on the bricks?
There was on that window over there, but I can't see it no more. It's wore off.
Is that on the outside, on the window that would be on the east side of the house?
Yes.
Oh. Was it actually in a brick, or was it in some cement over the window?
It was on the windowsill, the cement windowsill.
Yeah.
They carved it in there.
I see. Mm-hmm. So was it just a date, or was there a name too?
There was a date, just a date.
See if there's anything else I wanted to ask you about the house. Oh, I know, about the summer kitchen. What was the reason why the farmers had summer kitchens?
Oh, they put up summer kitchens so in summer months, they kept the house cool, you know, and they made their meals there.
I see. I suppose if they'd been baking in the main house, it would be hot at night when it came time to sleep.
Yes. That and towards evening, they'd come back here then.
I see. Yeah. So did you just eat meals in the summer kitchen, or like did you spend your time in the summer kitchen?
Oh, we spent some time there too. Yes. Spend evenings there too sometimes.
That's why they were always such well-constructed buildings. Yeah. Just little tents or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember helping your mother or your grandmother cook a lot during the summer? What was your role on the farm as a little girl?
I used to make meals. And when they'd come back from the barn, they'd have their supper ready.
Did you have to do any farm and field work?
Oh, yes. I used to drive horses.
Drive horses for what?
To load the loads of shocks and bundles, you know.
How young were you when you started that kind of thing?
11, 12 years old, maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty young. So the girls did do hard manual.
We were so used to driving horses that when we got tractors, you know, they were on the load, and they'd tell me to stop, you know. And I'd say, whoa, you know. Yes. I never forget that.
So you made a few mistakes before you.
Oh, yes.
Did you miss it when the horses
got
rid of them? Mm-hmm. You got rid of them as soon as the tractors came in, or did you just keep them around?
We kept them yet. But gradually, we got rid of them. And
I suppose. What year did you get tractors here? Just approximately, if you can remember your age, maybe.
Let me see. It was my dad that got the tractors. I was just a little girl. I'd say about 4 years ago, maybe. Longer than that, and so.
When did your father get tractors? How old were you when he first got tractors? If you started driving horses when you were about 12, were you, maybe 17 or something?
Yes, about that. About 17. Yeah. And I'm 59 now.
Okay, that would kind of give us an idea.
Yeah.
Okay, on the map here, you've got a pig pen, and it's across the road. Now, was this road always here?
Yes.
Why was it that the pig pen was built across the road when all the other buildings are on this side of the road?
Or wait a minute, there was a road. There was an old road before. It was on the other side of the pig pen.
Oh, it was?
South.
South of the pig pen.
Yes. And then this road was made.
I see.
Because just a little ways up here, before they did this road over, you could see the place of the old road yet on that side.
I see. Yeah. Was it an actual road to drive cars on, or was it just kind of a path?
It was more of a path. They used to go with buggies and horses and sleighs and stuff. You know.
So this was never really a main route or anything, a stage route or something like that?
No.
Did you always keep the pigs this far separated, though, from the other animals?
Yes.
Why was that?
I really don't know.
Yeah, that's
once in a while, if some were going to get young ones, then we'd put them in that little barn behind there, and we'd put them closer.
Which one would that be of these?
The barn with the hay and the hay in there.
Would it be this cow barn here?
Not the cow barn.
Oh, this, the thresh floor.
Yes.
Barn. Okay,
yes.
Yeah, this little pig pen sticking out to the south of the thresh floor.
We used to put young stock in there sometimes.
I see. Yeah, you've got one pig in there now, don't
you? Yes.
That's really interesting construction on that pig pen. That must be really old.
Yes.
Did the parents build that, or did your
It was built, yes, when the parents...
I see. So which...
First put it up.
Which of these buildings did the parents build, and which did your family add on?
The buildings that were built first was that trash floor deal here.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this?
That's the cow barn.
The cow barn was built to the greenery. Mm-hmm. Where's the greenery?
It's right there.
Yeah.
What about this chicken coop?
My dad built that.
I see. Did he raise a lot of chickens and eggs and sell the eggs?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, he built and kept a lot of chickens.
Because I noticed you had a few brooder houses.
Uh-huh. He used to raise his own chicks in those brooder houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then what do you
kind of early in fall, in spring they'd start, and they'd have a heater in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to help with that, or was that his hobby?
That was his hobby, yeah.
I see. Did he sell those chicks then, or raise them himself? Or?
Well, we'd keep them maybe 2 years, mm-hmm. and then we'd get some younger ones yet.
I see. Where did he sell the eggs that he got?
To the Fontaine store here at the corner. And at the time, we only used to get maybe 10, 15 cents a dozen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And then would they resell them for a higher price?
Yes.
Yeah. That's quite a difference from now. Yeah. Do you still sell eggs?
Whoa, very few dozens now. Because we only have a few chickens. Yeah. He used to take 30 dozen cases there, you know, and take that to the store. They used to get their flour, and in fact, they used to take their own grain a lot of times and go to the mill and make their own flour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where was the mill?
In Luxembourg.
Was that, did they have to go by horse, or did they walk?
They'd go by sleigh.
Oh, they only did that in the winter?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
When they went to Fontaine's store, did they usually get paid in money for the eggs, or did they trade like their eggs for some other goods?
It was more in trade for groceries, you know.
I see.
Yeah.
Did they ever trade for like materials so that your mother could make clothes?
Oh, yes. They used to have yard goods. We used to get our yard goods and do our sewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a store there anymore, is it?
No, it's an apartment building now.
How long ago did that close up, do you remember?
5 years ago? Not too long ago.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what I said.
Yeah. And in the house here, that one bedroom at the end there, they used to have a brooder where they used to hatch their eggs.
Right in the house?
Right in the house.
Yeah.
They had that in the one bedroom there.
So, well, when you say, okay, a brooder where they hatch their eggs, like you don't have, do you have chickens in there, or is that just the eggs with a heater of some sort?
That's just the heater with the eggs.
Okay, so...
And as they hatch out, we pick up the chicks and put them in the brooder house where it's warm, you know.
Yeah, so that brooder house would be outside then.
Yes, it's outside.
I see. So, what would you do then? Take the eggs away from the chickens as soon as they laid them and put them in this heated house?
Right.
I guess I'm not a farm girl. I don't know too much about that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Did your family build this garage and woodshed too? Those seem like newer buildings.
The garage and woodshed, yes.
And what about the summer kitchen? Who built that?
That was built on later too.
You think your grandfather or your father built that, or...?
My dad built that. Yeah.
Do you remember him building it, or was that before
you
were born?
No, I don't remember.
What about the machine shed way over here on the east side?
My dad built that too. Mm-hmm.
It seems like there's a new and an old section to the thresh floor here. Was one of those built earlier than the other? I don't know. There's kind of a dividing line between the two, different construction. I was wondering about that. One side, I've got old and new on there, just from the way it looked like. Mm-hmm. One side had a wooden shingle roof, and the other side had asphalt shingles.
That could be that my grandpa added on.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But that I wouldn't remember.
What about, your husband had mentioned that there were sometimes haystacks that you'd pile up around here. Do you remember doing that? Yeah, what you said they were for.
Mm-hmm.
Or great big straw stacks in the...
Oh, I remember. We used to trash with a trash machine. And from the shocks, we used to blow the straw outside.
Oh, you mean instead of up in the...
Right. And there was a big straw stack by the trash floor, yes. Outside.
Yeah.
Yes. And in winter, the pigs and the young stock would go and sleep in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. So that straw stack, that's, okay, let me see, that's to the south of the thresh floor between
right.
that and the road.
Right. It was on the south side.
And that would just stay there all year? I mean...
Well, we'd use that straw to bed the cows and bed the pigs and the chickens.
Why was it that you blew it out there instead of up into the barn? Was it easier, or what was the reason?
Well, I don't think we ever thought of chopping our straw then.
Oh, so it was a different process altogether?
Yes. Yes, it was. Yeah.
And when you thrashed it, did you have your own machine, or did somebody come around with a machine?
Somebody would come around.
I see. So they would. It would be thrashed. Is that, am I pronouncing it right?
Right.
Inside of the building and blown out.
Right.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, now I understand.
They'd have bags hung at the machine in a certain place to catch the grain, you know.
Yeah.
And then they'd haul those bags in the granary of grain, and the straw would blow outside.
Yeah. Was that mostly oats?
And wheat. And barley we used to have too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe we should look at these. This is a to represent different 40 acres. Like, let's say that this is the 40 acres that has the buildings on it. You understand what I mean? And
yeah.
Then this would be the 40 behind. Did you have certain crops like on different 40s? Like, let's say that the house would be here, and here would be the road, and here's the barns. Did you have a certain crop on this 40 and on this 40, or however that went? Or did you rotate different crops on different 40s?
We'd rotate, you know.
Yeah.
We had grain just so many years, and then we'd put it to hay.
Now, is hay just grass growing wild, or do you have to plant that too?
We seed alfalfa and clover.
I see, and that's what you call hay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you still raise that much grain, the barley and the wheat? And the
no, the barley we don't raise anymore.
Oh, why is that?
Wheat, well, we used to raise a lot of wheat because we used to make our flour, you know, have our flour and grind.
Mm.
Yeah.
You have a trailer house here in the middle between the house and the barns. Is that real common on a lot of farms to have the children, when they get married, or the parents living in a trailer house right on the same farm?
There are a lot of trailers now close to the farms.
Was there any reason why you decided to put it there rather than somewhere else? Like out
here? Well, I thought that was a nice spot because when we came back here, we ran the farm, see, and we weren't far from the barn.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did there used to be, this is a great big space here between the house and the, there used to be a garden or an orchard or something there?
Where's the barn?
Okay, the cow barn is over here in the milk house.
Yeah, we had a garden. We had a big garden. There was a path from the house going to the barn.
Maybe you could just kind of draw a line.
Where's the house?
Here's the house. And that would be the front porch, and here's the road.
Here's
this
the
is
barn.
The driveway coming up.
This is the barn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, we used to go to the barn from the house.
I see.
To the barn.
Yeah.
And we had a garden south side,
south side
of the path.
I see, so that would be kind of right next to the road.
Yeah. And apple trees we used to have, orchard, you know.
So it was an orchard and a garden kind of right next to
yes.
each other. I see. Did you also have the gardens then to the west of the house at the same time, or did you only have one garden at a time?
Here?
Yeah.
It was. We used to have hay there, but then we worked it up into a garden.
When you say you worked it up into a garden, did you have to do something special to it to make
Oh, we'd plow it, you know, and spring drag it.
What's that?
It's a machine about this, I don't know, certain length, and it's all teeth, you know, and then they'd work it up fine.
Would that, like, take, yeah. drag out the weeds?
Right, right.
I suppose you wanted to get all
and work out the lumps, you know.
Yeah. What kind of stuff did you plant in your garden back then?
Oh, potatoes and beets for the house and mm-hmm. carrots and all the small seeds, you know, all the small things. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin.
Did you have cabbage?
Oh, we had a few heads of cabbage. And sweet corn.
Yeah. How about, I've heard of this, and I'm not sure if it, you know, was really true of a lot of the houses, but did you have an herb garden ever around the house somewhere in front of the house for growing, like, different spices or,
No, or, no, we didn't. What we had else in the garden was dill to make our, to can our dill pickles.
So you had cucumbers in the garden?
Yes, cucumbers too.
Yes. Probably a lot of stuff. It's hard to remember.
Yes.
Yeah, so many things.
Yes. And on the other side of the road, in back of the pig pen, we used to raise cow beets.
What's that?
They're huge. They used to grow so huge.
Like all, about 2 feet
About
long?
2 feet, you know, long, and about 6 to 8 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
And we used to dig that all in fall and bring it back in the basement. Huh. And then my grandpa had a great big knife, and he used to chop just so many of those beets to give to the cows.
Oh, so you didn't eat those at all?
No.
I see.
The ones for us to eat, we were small, like those little beets in the garden, yeah. you know.
So these cow beets were regular beets, only you just let them get bigger, or were they special seeds?
They were that one kind of beets, you know, for cattle.
Why was it that you grew them across the street instead of...
Well, it was lower land, I suppose. Maybe they grew better there.
Yeah. It was pretty wet over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like kind of a swampy area.
Yeah.
Do you remember if there were, like, any fences around the yard here that aren't there now? Fence-off areas for certain animals or...
Oh, there was a fence all around... In front of the trailer and coming up here from the driveway, there was a fence.
Was that to fence the garden in? Or?
To fence the garden, yes.
What sort of fence was it?
It was just post and barbed wire. Yeah.
What about, let me see, I think there's still fences over here by the cow barn and the thrash floor, aren't there?
Yes.
That was for the cows because they stayed in certain areas?
Yes, right? That's true.
Yeah. Let me see if I can think of any other areas. Guess not. Do you remember any other places, just before we leave this, that there were apple trees or cherry trees or some kind of fruit trees? I guess you said there were some right here, and I guess there's two back here right now.
Yeah, all along behind the trailer.
Oh, they're behind the trailer.
We have plum trees and one cherry tree.
What do you do with that fruit then?
I can it.
Yeah. Did you?
Either to eat, I either make jam or I make sauce, you know. But they bear, maybe every 2 years.
I see.
Yeah.
Is this an off year or an on year?
Off.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm.
Did you ever have a smokehouse on this farm that you can remember?
Yes, we did.
Oh, really? Where was that?
It was in the corner here on the west side of the house.
On the west side of the house. Was that? That would be in front of the woodshed and to the west of the house?
Right.
Do you remember how big it was? Like, was it about the size of the outhouse or was it smaller than the
outhouse? About like an outhouse.
Yeah, so maybe I can just draw that in right here.
Yes.
That's about what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
And they used to go fishing a lot.
Oh, they did.
And they used to come home with all their fish and clean them and put them in a salt brine. And the next day, my dad would smoke them.
Did he smoke all of the fish or did you eat some of them fresh?
We ate some fresh.
I see. Yeah. So was it your dad and grandfather that went fishing?
My dad and my uncle Jean.
What was his?
That's my dad's brother.
I see. So his name would have been Jean. Poor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did he have his own farm?
No, they worked the farm together.
So your uncle Jean worked here on this farm?
Yes.
With your dad? Did he live here?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I see.
There was my dad's family, there was my uncle Jean's family, and there was my grandpa and grandma.
Oh, that's a lot of people. How many kids
years ago, they used to live like that. And so.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, my dad had me and my brother Wallace, and my uncle Jean, I had one girl.
Mm-hmm. So they all stayed in this house that we're in right now?
Yes. Yeah. We all stayed in here.
Was that real common, I wonder, to have?
Yes, it was common years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When they went fishing, what sorts of fish did they bring back usually?
Herring. Hmm.
Yeah. Did they go in the summer or the winter or any particular?
It was mostly in winter.
I suppose they had more time than they did.
Yes.
To be out in the field.
They used to take a little sled, like a little child's sled there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And their burlaps, and they used to walk across going west here.
Mm-hmm.
To the bay.
I see. And so it was ice fishing. Did they have a little
ice fishing
out there?
Yes.
They never took horses out onto the bay.
No, they always walked across.
Yeah, I've heard of accidents having happened when people took horses out with a sleigh, like the horse
would
fall through or something.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought it was safer with a little sleigh.
Yeah.
How many fish?
Oh, they'd catch a lot. 300-400. And in back of the garage, my dad had a nice ice shed.
Oh, where's the garage? Here's the garage.
On the north side, my dad had a nice
shed. What was ice shed? What is that?
It was built like four walls with boards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Three walls because they had the garage wall.
Oh, so they built it against the
garage. Yeah, and then years ago, they used to saw all their wood for the kitchen stoves.
Mm-hmm.
And all that sawdust from the wood, they used to pack their big chunks of ice in there, and that would stay.
Oh, so then they'd have ice in the summer?
Yes.
They'd cut blocks out of the
right.
bay?
Right. They'd cut blocks out of the bay.
I see, and they'd haul them back.
Yeah.
What did you use that ice for then?
And we had an ice box in the kitchen here. And one part was for the ice, for the block, you know, of ice. And we used to keep our butter and a few things that we wanted to keep cold, you know.
Wow. Did that ice last all summer, or did you ever have trouble with it running out?
We never ran out.
You didn't?
It would stay pretty good.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Was the construction of the building special, the walls special?
No, summer? just plain boards.
Board. Uh-huh. Do you remember here what side of the garage it was on, so maybe I can draw it in?
On the north side.
So was it the whole north side of the garage, or was it off to one end?
The whole north side.
Okay, so it kind of went out like that.
Yeah.
Make sure I have some. Yeah, I guess we got enough. That's really interesting. Did most farms have an ice shed like that?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
How did they keep their stuff cold?
I don't know.
Maybe they had to dig a hole or have a stream or something.
Yeah.
Wow. I suppose that helped keep a lot of your food fresh. You'd have a lot of spoilage otherwise.
That's true. And we used to use the basement a lot years ago. We have a nice cool basement here. It isn't cemented.
Oh, is the floor earthen?
Yes. It's.
Huh.
Yeah. And they used to come back from the ice shed with the block of ice, and we had a well on the south side here, dug by hand, and a pump. And they used to come and wash their block of ice, you know, the sawdust off before they brought it in.
This well Okay, you said it was a well. You said it had a pump. Though, yes. You didn't have to lower a bucket down.
No, it was a pump.
I see. That was right in front of the house?
Yes, on the south side.
Okay, did you have any other wells besides that one?
No. Well, the one at the barn.
Okay, inside of the cow barn here? Or?
Yes. In this little shed on the
in the milk
on the west side here. Yeah. Okay.